Welcome to another episode of the Daily Liturgy Podcast. This podcast is produced by Coram Deo Church in Omaha, Nebraska, for the benefit of Christians everywhere. If you like it, please share it with others. You can find credits and source information in the episode notes. As we begin today's meditation, let's quiet our hearts and minds before the Lord. O Lord, you have said, "Seek my face." My heart says to you, "Your face, Lord, do I seek." Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn away from me in anger. Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. A prayer of confession. Holy Spirit of God, I confess today my neglect of you. I am not yielded to your influence as I ought to be. I walk in the flesh rather than in the Spirit, and as a result, I bear the fruit of the flesh rather than the fruit of the Spirit. Gracious Holy Spirit, forgive my sin and overcome my weakness. Subdue my restless heart and overwhelm me with your presence, that I might hear your voice clearly, yield to your control eagerly, and bear your fruit consistently. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Word of the Lord from the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 62. For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not be quiet until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your righteousness, and all the kings your glory. And you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate. But you shall be called, "My delight is in her," and your land, "Married." For the Lord delights in you, and your lands shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have set watchmen. All the day and all the night they shall never be silent. You who put the Lord in remembrance take no rest, and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes it a praise in the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his mighty arm, "I will not again give your grain to be food for your enemies, and foreigners shall not drink your wine for which you have labored. But those who garner it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and those who gather it shall drink it in the courts of my sanctuary." Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway, clear it of stones, lift up a signal over the peoples. Behold, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the earth, say to the daughter of Zion, "Behold, your salvation comes. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him." And they shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. And now we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The word of the Lord from the New Testament, 1 John chapter 2, verse 28, through chapter 3, verse 10. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence, and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of him. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning, because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. A prayer of adoration. O God, I rejoice in the power of your love. Your love made me your child, and your love transforms me so that I love righteousness. Behold, what love the Father has given to us. The word of the Lord from Psalm 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Give praise, O servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing to his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel as his own possession. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does, in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all deeps. He it is who makes the clouds rise at the end of the earth, who makes lightnings for the rain and brings forth the wind from his storehouses. He it was who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast, who in your midst, O Egypt, sent signs and wonders against Pharaoh and all his servants, who struck down many nations and killed mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land as a heritage to his people Israel. Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your renown, O Lord, through all ages. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but do not speak. They have eyes, but do not see. They have ears, but do not hear, nor is there any breath in their mouths. Those who make them become like them. So do all who trust in them. O house of Israel, bless the Lord. O house of Aaron, bless the Lord. O house of Levi, bless the Lord. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord from Zion, he who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Your name, O Lord, endures, persists, remains forever. As I move into a new year, I feel my impermanence. I'm time-bound and limited. I don't know what's coming next. But I do know that I belong to you and with you. I know that you are compassionate. You tell me to stop pouring out my soul to idols that can't do anything for me. I want reliable control, safety, and pleasure. I want success and the validation of others. Your word reminds me that these things are as useless as scraps of metal. Help me see them for what they are. Then draw me into vital, daily communion with you. You invite me to enter your courts, to abide in your presence. This is always your way from the earliest pages of Scripture. As you've done with the saints of old, teach me to abide with you in my thoughts, prayers, and imaginings, so I can dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us, now and always, until the day of Christ's return. We wish you a wonderful Lord's Day tomorrow, and we'll see you again on Monday for another week of the Daily Liturgy Podcast.